Joining us today, we have Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Brian Eason with the Denver Post. Brian, it seems like there's something in here for everyone to like.
Yeah, absolutely. I think this budget debate has been a huge difference from years past. Lawmakers got $495 million for transportation. They got $150 million to boost annual school funding, and they got $225 million set aside to help with pension debt. Alongside that, on Wednesday, there was this hours-long debate where lawmakers were getting money for this or that. There was some money for drug treatment, for youth services, and for school security. So yeah, pretty much every special interest under the Golden Dome got some money.
And now it heads to the Senate, Ed, where we heard from the top Republican in the Senate, where they have the majority. He doesn't think there's going to be a lot of changes in that chamber, and he's pretty satisfied with the budget.
The trick is, he was satisfied with the budget that he saw before it hit the House on Wednesday. They tacked something like 32 amendments on there, Christmas treeing it up for every special interest program they could. I think there are going to start to be some battles over that. How much money is going to go to things like school safety or to environmental programs, or will any money go to film incentives? But the general substance of the budget will stay. Now, the biggest trick to this, though, is that, as Brian mentioned, there's $495 million going to transportation, but only 35% of that is going to go to state highways under what the Democrats passed. The Republicans in the Senate have said, I want to put that all to the state highway system. I don't want to put much into transit. I don't want to give any of that to cities and counties. I think that's where you're going to see the biggest fight, and that's going to be the continuing battle over how we fund transportation in this state.
One of the interesting wrinkles of that transportation money is that split between the state, local governments, and transit, that only takes effect if Senate Bill 1 fails. So there's still going to be these negotiations going forward of, you know, what does a transportation bill look like in this state?
Ed, do you think this debate this year seems a lot different to you than years past? You've covered the legislature for a long time.
Even last year, and this has been typical of most of the past decade, the debate has been about what you cut, who's not getting what they want. This year, the debate was just about how much largesse you want to put into various things. It was especially after the newest budget forecast showed that the state was going to have a $1.3 billion surplus in next year's general fund. It wasn't a question whether education was going to get funding, whether transportation was going to get more funding. It was just a matter of how much. So whereas I think in the past, the budget was more about what the state could do on limited resources, this year's budget is a little bit more about what are truly our priorities and what are we willing to put money to when we actually have that money.
I think having more money really affected the tone of the debate. I mean, you didn't see these, you know, partisan tensions boiling over into, you know, late night filibusters or anything like that, which is kind of funny, right? Because it's an election year. I mean, we expect that stuff this year of all years. It's amazing what actually having money will do for people's mood.
Thanks, Brian Eason with the Denver Post and Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.